You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. It is your responsibility as a disciple of Jesus Christ that your heart is not troubled. I thought that it is situations and circumstance that leads to the troubling of our heart. But as I look at the words of Jesus, I discover that we are responsible for the troubles in our heart. Things can come to trouble you, but they need your permission to trouble you. Did you know that the same problem that troubles you, that gives you restlessness and depression, some other people are going through it and it does not depress them? It is your responsibility. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. That's the words of Jesus. You know, it's a commandment. Do you know that to let your heart be troubled is disobedience? Many times when we talk about disobedience, people are looking at sins such as adultery, fornication, lying, envy, jealousy, murder. But do you know that when you disobey, when you allow your heart to be troubled, you are actually disobedient to an instruction of Christ? Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. You believe that as an instruction. He said, do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Those are instructions of Christ to us. But did you know that it is also his instruction that let not your heart be troubled? Did you know that's an instruction of Jesus? And to allow your heart to be troubled means that you are actually disobedient to the words of Jesus. Is disobedience. And you may not even take cognizance of it. You may even think it is your right for your heart to be troubled. But you see, Jesus, wanting to help us properly, he said, believe in God. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in me. You see, your heart will be troubled if that heart does not have an anchor. The way to prevent trouble from coming into your heart is to depend on God. I want to tell you, whenever you are allowing your heart to be troubled, it's a sign of unbelief. It's a sign that you don't believe in God. Now, he said, believe in God, believe also in me. Why did he combine the two? Why did he say believe in God? You see, if he had just simply said, believe in God, that would have been correct. That would have been accurate. But it may not help us to take some right steps. So he added, believe also in me. That means that everything I've said, they are the things that the Father himself has sent me to say. So if you do what I have said to you, you are actually doing what the Father has asked you to do. So you see a lot of the teachings of Christ about us having peace of mind. For example, Jesus said, do not worry about tomorrow. Did you know that's an instruction? Did you know to also worry about tomorrow is disobedience? You are disobeying the words of Jesus. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. So he knows, you know now that we can have the peace of Jesus. He taught us, he showed us the ways of the kingdom, whereby our heart will not be troubled. That's why I said, believe also in me. Brethren, you must pay attention to the teachings of Christ if you will not be troubled at heart. That's what we all need. We all need to give heed to the teachings of Christ. Your heart will be troubled if there is nothing. If you simply say, as from today, I will not allow my heart to be troubled, your heart will be troubled. Your heart will not be troubled when your anchor is in Jesus. When you are saying to yourself, no matter what I'm facing, I know Jesus has told me that I should not worry. I know he told me that if I ask according to his will, it shall be done. So you are relying on Jesus. And that is what is making that situation not to trouble you. A good example is the way the prices of things are going higher generally in the world today. Many people are allowing it to trouble themselves. Do you know why? They actually do not believe in the things Jesus has said. They didn't believe that Jesus said it is your heavenly Father that is in charge of your provision. They think it is the economy. They think it is their job. They think it is their salary. Brethren, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in our Lord Jesus Christ. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.